Welcome to AMG Academy. Get ready to dive into a vibrant community where insurance professionals come together to discuss the latest in sales techniques, innovative business strategies, and the power of collaboration. Whether you're looking out for the next big trend in sales or seeking insights into strategic business growth, this is your hub. This is AMG Academy.
Hello and welcome to AMG Academy. I'm Matt McClure. So glad that you're with us for this inaugural edition of the show. Really hope that you'll come back and join us each and every episode that we put out. You know, we're going to be sharing a lot of great insights on the business from the experts themselves. And speaking of which, here on the first episode, we're going to be talking about hospital indemnity insurance. And joining us to share more about exactly what hospital indemnity is and why it is so, so important is Barry Hensley. Barry, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you today, Matt?
I'm doing very well, sir. I appreciate you taking the time to talk with us here on AMG Academy and really go in depth on why hospital indemnity coverage is such an important thing. And I guess that's going to be kind of my first question to you. Hospital indemnity is what, first of all, and why is it so important?
Okay. In its basics, hospital indemnity plan is like it's gap insurance between when you have a Medicare Advantage plan, there's a lot of deductibles and copays that are out of pocket that the client may not recognize that they're liable for when they buy the plan necessarily, or they were explained that and forgot it over time. You know, it may be a couple of years before they actually, or maybe longer than that if they're lucky, they do eventually have to go into the hospital for an overnight stay. They have so many dollars per day. It could be $250, $350, $400 sometimes a day for the first 5 days they're in the hospital as a copay as part of their Medicare Advantage plan. Hospital indemnity comes in and covers those gaps where the client, you know, may have large out-of-pocket costs that they weren't really expecting or forgot about. So the hospital indemnity plan basically gives them a full package of coverage where their liabilities are very minimal, if any at all, at that point. That being said, there's a lot of clients that have Medicare Advantage plans that, like I was saying a minute ago, they don't realize that they're liable when they go into the hospital. So when they get that bill, they're calling the agent saying, hey, why am I being billed $1,000? I was in the hospital. I have a Medicare Advantage policy. I thought it paid all that. Well, you know, we talked about that when you bought it. I tried to explain that and you decided, you know, that you didn't want to purchase the hospital indemnity plan or something of that nature. Or maybe the agent didn't even offer it at all. We were looking at stats. Nick and I were looking at stats, and there's like 1% of all the Medicare Advantage clients in the country have a hospital indemnity plan. So this is something that's going to open the floodgates to agents being able to go out giving their clients better coverage and also open up a new, you know, revenue stream for them to keep pushing the plans.
Yeah. And it's so important, you know, from a client standpoint, from a patient standpoint, to have that coverage. I mean, it's, you don't want to have to deal with things, you know, when you're sick, if you're going through especially something major medical issue, right, like you just talked about, have to be hospitalized for something unforeseen especially, and then on top of that have an unforeseen, at least in your mind, unforeseen right, expense coming on top of it. So that sounds like that really is where hospital indemnity comes in and helps fill that gap to really give, you know, people who are who have the plan, who are, you know, and of course there are a lot of different plans out there, and we'll kind of go into that here in a little bit, but sure. Give them that peace of mind, which is, I think, kind of priceless, really, right?
Yeah, when that happens, it's such a surprise or a shocker, can be. And just imagine if you're a client and you're living alone, you're by yourself, and this happens to you, you don't have time to think about all that, you know, taking care of paying those copays and whatnot. You're worried about getting better. Where the hospital indemnity plan gives them peace of mind, and it also, in addition, it gives them time. You know, time is very valuable in situations like that where they're in the hospital or they're maybe, you know, God forbid, they're coming down with cancer and they have to see, you know, specialists and things of that nature, along with you know, getting a bill a month later showing that they owe $1,000 and being shocked, where I'm ground level. I recruit insurance agents daily, and I work with a large amount of insurance agents, and I'm in the trenches, and I hear this all the time. You know, when I call and I'm you know, talking about hospital indemnity and why the agent really needs to keep it in their portfolio, and a lot of these agents say, you know, I never offer it, and I'm like, don't you think that that's, you know, a big part of the job is at least giving the agent or the client, you know, the opportunity to cover these things that may shock them a couple years down the road. Like, no, my clients, some of them, not everybody, but some of these agents that are like really against it, just say, no, my clients are well aware of what the copays are and they're prepared for that. And I'm just shaking my head and I'm like, okay, all right. Well, and, you know, what more can you say? But I try to give them, you know, like a secondary version of an outside, you know, person. What if this client forgets 3 years down the road that you talked about it and they agreed? And then they're calling you. Well, I've never had that happen. Okay. Well, it could happen very easily. And not only that, I mean, the client, once that happens, then you're the hero. You know, they see that bill come and you're like, hey, no, that's what we talked about. This plan will cover you for that hospital stay or that outpatient visit that you had to have surgery, that we set you up with the best plan. You don't have to worry about that. Oh, thank the Lord. You know, thank you so much. Then you're the hero, you know, and just imagine that lady or gentleman, they'll love you forever. They're going to give you referrals. You know, you're going to be an all-star to them. And opposed to the other agent who just says, you know, I did my job, I'm out of here, and just doesn't offer it. You should at least bring it up. Give them the chance to say they don't want it. Don't just say, I'm not going to sell it because my clients don't need that. You know, that's not my type of client. It doesn't wear well with me.
Yeah. And you'd much rather be the hero than the villain in that type of situation, you know, just like you said there. Well, speaking of, you know, what type of client might be, say, you know, agents just sort of might dismiss somebody as, oh, that's not my type of client. What sort of client demographic is hospital indemnity insurance best for?
So generally speaking, it would be somebody who's aging in to Medicare, going on to Medicare Advantage, generally 65. The plan I'm going to talk more about is United Healthcare Golden Rules Hospital Indemnity. And it goes from ages 60 all the way up to age 90. And the best client basically is somebody who's coming on to the Medicare Advantage policy, and they have what's called a maximum out of pocket. And that's kind of what we were talking about. When they go in the hospital, that's going to be one of the bigger charges that the client could be liable for. They go into the hospital for 5 days and let's say it's $300 a day that they have to pay out of pocket. That's all going to be hitting them. So really anybody who takes on a Medicare Advantage policy between the ages of 65 and all the way up to 90 really needs this type of policy in their back pocket to cover them when that happens, when they do have to go into the hospital. So I would say between anyone of Medicare age that's on a Medicare Advantage policy, so basically 65 to 90, the plan starts with Golden Rule starts at age 60. So you may have some people who are on underage disability, or maybe they're on a group plan and they just want, you know, healthier coverage, you know, better coverage for themselves. But what really stands out to me with this new Golden Rule policy is it's guaranteed issue from ages 60 to age 74. So what's important to me is that person who may have, let's say they had cancer a year ago, you know, or they were in the hospital for a heart attack a year ago and they're 74 years old. There's other products that don't guarantee that. This product, you can get it without any health questions. So that's a really big plus for these agents. You know, used to be the golden, different carriers, it was fully underwritten, no matter what your age, you had to answer the simplified questions. They were pretty simplified underwriting, but you still had to pass it. You couldn't have had a heart attack in the last 4 or 5 years, cancer 5 years. they could have cancer a year ago, get this policy. There is a 6-month pre-X waiting period, but let's say they make it a year and, you know, God forbid they get cancer a year from now. If they have the cancer rider benefit that this offers, it would pay. So they would have coverage. Same with going into the hospital. You know, they wouldn't be able to qualify anywhere else with other products necessarily, but this one will take them. So that's a really big point. The benefits on a guaranteed policy, really, you can give them up to $400 a day benefit. So price-wise, I just wanted to go over this too, how affordable this is. So a 65-year-old male or female in the state of Florida for a $400 a day benefit for 5 days in the hospital is only around $30 a month, $30.73 a month. And agents I talk to, again, that are kind of shying away from this, they're like, oh, those policies are too expensive. Well, when I tell them the price, they're like, well, that's not so bad. I didn't know they were that competitive, you know, price. So that brings up another conversation. Now they think they can, you know, talk to more people and more people would be interested at a more competitive price.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously price is a consideration here, but that can allay some of those fears when you actually look at the numbers and say, oh, well, this isn't, it truly isn't that bad in the grand scheme of things, especially when you take into consideration, you could save hundreds or thousands of dollars for that particular client if they were to be hospitalized on down the road.
Right. Right. Definitely can save them a ton of money. And they could sleep better at night knowing that they have this type of coverage. It's where they're not going to be liable for much. So
yeah, definitely. So, and you know, as we say, that peace of mind and that comfort in knowing that they're not going to have to pay so much out of pocket is worth a lot, worth its weight in gold, I guess.
Absolutely.
You could say. Talking, you know, more, I guess, about the specifics of these types of plans, you know, you mentioned that the Golden Rule plan, there's the one from United Healthcare as well. Were there any specifics about the United Health plan that you wanted to mention here? And obviously, you know, we're also talking about, as we go through kind of talking about these benefits,
right?
There are fixed benefits in a lot of these plans, and then there are also the optional benefits as well that you can kind of tack on the specific, you know, extra coverage that may not be part of the basic plan, right?
Correct. That's absolutely right. So the base plan is going to be your hospital stay. So that's what you build on top of on all the plans. And this particular plan also covers observation, which has been popping up more and more where the hospital doesn't want you to stay for overnight or so, you know, no more than a day, and they put you in observation. And that can be tricky with your Medicare Advantage plan, how it covers that or doesn't cover that. And so that's kind of an unknown factor. This would cover that at the same benefit as your hospital confinement. So that's a big plus. On top of that basic benefit, you can add riders like the cancer rider I was telling you about. So with this particular policy, It's written on Golden Rule paper, but it's labeled and marketed as United Healthcare, so they can get the basic benefit. But the riders, the first one I like probably almost the best is the cancer lump sum cancer benefit that I was kind of talking about. So they can get up to 50,000 lump sum cancer as a benefit rider built into the policy that they can add to that. So, and it's in $2,500 increments. Something else that United Healthcare is doing that other carriers are not, they now have an outpatient provider prescription drug benefit. So again, cancer scenario where they have to get chemo in an outpatient setting, this will cover so much a day for so many days where other companies, they don't even offer that. So that's new. That's a big deal. They have an emergency room rider, which also covers urgent care at so much a day from $100 to $500 a day. Skilled nursing facility benefit. If they go into skilled nursing after the 20th day, it's covered to day 100. That's from $100 to $500 also. Outpatient surgical, That would be, you know, something done outpatient when they're getting surgery, not in the hospital. They can do $250 to $2,500 a day benefit on that. They have an ambulance benefit. So they can get up between $100 and $500 a day benefit for that. They actually cover air, which other carriers do not cover air. An air benefit would be 10 times the daily benefit that they chose. And then also one other thing that I really like, it's a wellness benefit. So if the client takes this rider once a year, if they get a physical exam or cancer screening or anything like that, they get a $75 check paid directly to them from the carrier. And I don't know about you guys, but that's like a dinner out for these people, or maybe, you know, a trip to the grocery store. That it really helps out, and it's encouraging them to, you know, to stay fit and get checked up every now and then.
So yeah, any incentive like that is great, you know.
Yeah, with all these riders, you can really build a healthy plan for the client. But the base benefit, the rates are so reasonable. Everybody needs this. If they're getting a Medicare Advantage plan, a lot of times they're coming off of a Medicare supplement because the Medicare supplement got too expensive and they couldn't qualify because they had some health issues for another Medicare supplement to get the rates down. A lot of clients are moving to Medicare Advantage, and they're leaving paying a Medicare supplement $400 and $500 a month sometimes when they're older and they couldn't move and these rates have gone up and up and up. Sometimes their only choice is to go on a Medicare Advantage because they can't afford it anymore. Well, if you take, let's say, $100 of that, because the Medicare Advantage, generally, there's no cost to it. And a lot of times, they even get, you know, money back on their Part B Social Security check. So you take $100 from that, you know, that they were paying the $500. They're making $400 in their pocket now because they're not spending it on that. And they could spend $100 on a hospital indemnity to enhance their Medicare Advantage policy. Again, the agent can be the hero. It's another source of income for the agent in the off season. And both of them can sleep well at night. The agent won't have to worry about a client forgetting and then possibly getting so angry with them. It could be an errors and omissions occurrence, you know, that the agent would have to fight against because he didn't offer it. Or they forgot that he offered it, you know, which happens. You know, I forget every day what I did yesterday.
You know? Half the stuff I've forgotten, I guess I never knew. I don't know. I was going for an old saying there, and it didn't quite come out right. But it just shows you how quickly you can forget things.
It's a miracle I get to work every day sometimes.
You and me both.
I'm 10 minutes from the office.
So the thing though, for everybody who is watching or listening to our voices right now, to remember is to offer hospital indemnity, because it can be a win-win situation there. And there's a big market for it, as you say. You know, less than 1% of current Medicare Advantage enrollees actually have hospital indemnity. So there's plenty of opportunity out there for agents who might be watching or listening.
For sure. And we have a slide we'll throw in when we can. It's got by state the amount of MA enrollees. So any agent can look up, you know, based on their state, how many clients, if you take 1% out, how much is left to sell. And they're all, you know, there's situations like, you know, dual eligibles and things like that, D-SNPs and chronic and things where they're getting plenty of benefits to where, you know, they may not be liable to some of these charges, and that's all fine and good. But there's still 60, 70, 80% of those that you know, do not have coverage, and they would be very susceptible to this kind of thing happening, you know, to them. So it's wide open. And another really good point I'd like to make is agents that are, you know, shying away from this for whatever reason, they're kind of missing something crucial, because if they're not offering it, there's a new agent on the block, and he's hungry, and he's looking for clients. And this would, if I was going out in the field and I was just starting, this would be something I would definitely use to break the ice. You know, hey, I understand, you know, you have a Medicare Advantage policy, but just make sure you got your hospital card, and that makes them think about it. A lot of, actually, one of the things that an agent that I talked to a while back that sells a lot of hospital indemnity, his whole spiel to get to open like the stage for him to give his scenario and his pitch on it is, whatever you do, don't cancel your hospital card. And so what he says to me is the clients kind of look at each other, or if it's just an individual thing, it makes them think. And they, hospital card, do we have a hospital card? What's a hospital card? I don't know if we have one or not. Maybe we do. And then the agent can talk about it. Then he's got their ears. Now they're all ears because they don't want to miss out on something that they should have. So they're listening. So he's got his chance to offer that. If an agent's not doing that with his clients, that whole block of business is susceptible for another agent who wants to go out and give them the full coverage. And when that happens, if they did go in the hospital and that agent that sold on the hospital indemnity plan, they're going to go back to him. They're not going to go to the guy who sold him the Medicare Advantage policy and just kind of left him out there. They're going to go to the new guy because they're getting paid by, you know, $1,000 check to cover him for that hospital stay that, you know, they really didn't need to worry about that bill, but they had to because the agent didn't sell it. Well, this guy did. So you got two different scenarios. An agent who did the thorough, complete job. The guy who didn't left his book of business liable to somebody coming in and selling it and taking over that client base.
Yeah. It's, you know, a strong, strong reason there to just, you know, stay on top of this and actually make that offer and keep it, you know, keep it top of mind. Because, again, you don't want to be that agent who somebody says, oh, they sold me a policy and they didn't do anything for me.
Right.
You'd much rather be that agent who gets the referrals because you are someone who has taken care of your clients, made sure that they are set up for everything that they might need. And it might be, yeah, it might be a little extra work, a little extra legwork in the beginning. But in the long run, it can be a win-win for you and your clients.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and exactly.
It's a lot to kind of fish through as well. I feel like from an agent side, I think that maybe that's one of the reasons, as we've been kind of going through here, that a lot of people are like, well, you know, maybe I should offer that. But there are a lot of different policies out there. I don't even know how to compare them so that I know what's best to offer to my individual clients or clients as a whole. So what would you say about, you know, from an agent standpoint, how would you go about comparing and contrasting the different policies that are out there?
Well, to me, so Golden Rule is the highlighted carrier we're talking about. And they're all good because they all provide, you know, pretty similar coverage. Golden Rule and United Healthcare has some extra added riders that they offer that nobody else does. But basic benefits, they all kind of do a similar job. What it kind of amounts to is you can offer them, you know, all three. I think that would maybe be a mistake. I would go in with like one that you feel comfortable with, learn it inside and out. The pure fact that this has the, you know, the cancer benefit that goes up to 50,000, that's unique to them. The MRI and PET scan benefit, that's unique to them. The outpatient Part B chemo drugs, that's unique to them. So I would want to personally, me myself, would go out with the one that I knew had more to offer. Is more well known. There's not many names that's more household in this country for an insurance carrier than United Healthcare. There's these other carriers that they're known to agents, but they may not necessarily be known to their client base. You know, they may have never heard of that company before. If the agent's, you know, in with the client and they trust him, they're going to do what he says. You know, they're going to listen to him and probably sign up for whatever he's selling. So it's just really that. I would put it on the agent to go in and weigh everything out, look at the different benefits, the pricing. I believe that Golden Rule's pricing is better as well. Just talking about it, just getting it out there on the table is a very positive thing. And something else, if I can add this, something else that I'm working on creating is it's a form that the agent would carry with them when they're out, you know, talking to the clients in it. It asks basically what Medicare Advantage policy they have, what the policy name is. It's got maximum out of pocket for that particular policy, so that the agent can actually list these different issues or information pieces that the client needs to know about, so they're very well aware. Hospital copay, what that is it $350 a day, is it $250 a day, is it $400 a day? And once they get that down, ambulance copay, cancer copay, outpatient drug copay, all these different things. And when you get down to the bottom, it really stands out to the client looking at that form. And this is a non-binding thing. It's just, it would be something for the agent to show the client as, you know, here's what we're potentially looking at down the road. At the bottom of it, and again, this is probably, I'm going to have to run this by compliance, but it's something to the effect of, the gaps in coverage that Medicare Advantage plans have was explained to me in detail. I also understand that there are many out-of-pocket costs that I may be responsible for that a hospital indemnity plan would cover, but I am choosing to turn down this coverage. And then they print their name and sign it, and you date it. And that agent can take that away and keep it in his briefcase, put it in his file. So 2 years from now, if that does pop up, this client says, hey, they never told me about these out-of-pocket costs that I was going to be liable for. Well, I have this form here. You sign it. Remember, we spoke about it when I was there with you, and we tried to talk about going into that, and you just decided it wasn't for you. Well, that just covered his self from getting, you know, something coming up that he doesn't want.
Yeah, cover those bases in any way that you can, and get that acknowledgement that you've actually did. Now, I did bring this up, and mm-hmm. and we did go over this, mm-hmm. So that's there and taken care of in writing.
It makes them think again. They're questioning themselves when they have to sign that. Am I doing the right thing? Maybe we tell me more about this.
Yeah. Go into that again. Okay, what did you say? Yeah. That's it's a good way to do that, you know, and putting together just to kind of as an aside here, but a related aside, I guess.
Sure.
In putting together a lot of different, you know, podcasts and radio shows and stuff in my work for AmeriLife, I'm always looking for different ways to put in a call to action for listeners, you know, and that's right. A different way to put in a call to action for your client as you're sitting there in front of them. And I think a very creative way, just get, you know, spark that interest one more time,
right?
To say, am I really doing the right thing by refusing this coverage?
Right. And as you go down the list, when you get to the hospital copay, you know, and they see that they're liable for $300 a day when they go in the hospital, and they realize and recognize that as a potential, you know, bad situation for them, they're going to really think twice about signing up for this. I mean, and then you throw the pricing in there for the base policy at $30 a month, and then you can add a cancer benefit for so many more dollars more a month, you could probably get a fairly healthy policy for $60-$70 a month. I mean, with a lot of riders on it. So it's not like it's unaffordable. And again, a lot of these clients coming from Medicare supplement policies, I mean, to me, that would be a no-brainer. I mean, it's almost like, here, this is going to save you money and give you, you know, very, very similar coverage.
Right. And just to, so we have to throw this up here on the screen, if you're watching the video version of the podcast here, just some of those sample individual rates for this hospital indemnity policy for the state of Florida. And this is the base policy that we're right. looking at here. And, you know, as you say, it's not, you know, a tremendously expensive policy to add on to someone's coverage, mm-hmm. as you can kind of see here, kind of looking at it by the numbers.
Right. And so the way the rates are broke down, it's they're unisex rates. The only difference is the state's rates are different. But other than that, let's take Florida. And I looked at many of the states. They're within a couple dollars. I think there's one state that has, for a 65-year-old male, female, for that $400 a day benefit that I mentioned, 5 days in the hospital, is like $32. So it's like a couple dollars higher. But if you look here, I know it's kind of small print, but a 70-year-old, same benefit, male or female, $400 a day, 5 days in the hospital, $36 a month. Yeah. You go up to 74, $43 a month. I mean, to me, that's a very affordable, you know, coverage for what you may you may face when you really don't need to face it.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll say it again, that peace of mind is pretty priceless. Yeah. I also know that, so did you want to share, by the way, Barry, maybe a quick story or an anecdote, maybe from an agent who's actually gone kind of through this process with a particular client, and maybe something to kind of bring it home for the people listening or watching today.
Yeah. So an agent of mine in Ohio wrote a policy. This has been, I don't know, a couple years ago. And the client did go into the hospital and was there, I think, for 3 days. And they both had forgotten that they bought the policy. So the agent, you know, just sold it, did the right job. And got the phone call. They did the research and found out that his wife actually found the policy and it paid. And so the client was super ecstatic, was first very concerned. Now they're ecstatic. They're happy. They don't have to worry about that large bill that's coming, that's sitting there, you know, waiting to be paid. They're going to get checked from that carrier to pay that bill and then some. Another funny story. So this is a personal story. My dad is now 85, still drives, still works. They're snowbirds. He drives down from Ohio to Florida every year with my mom, who's 84, and they're living large. But back when he was like 73 or somewhere in that age, he fell down off a ladder in the backyard up in Ohio. Somebody was mowing the lawn, and he's up there trying to cut a tree limb down when he could have had this guy do it for him for nothing. But that's my dad. Well, he fell off the ladder, ruptured his spleen, all kinds of damage. Eventually had to go to, they had to care flight him to a hospital in Cincinnati, where he was there for 14 days, lived. And again, my mom, during all this, there's going to be a large amount of money. My mom found this policy that they had and it paid, and it was like, it paid him like $4,800. And they couldn't be more happy, you know? So that's like a common joke now with my mom. It's like, mom's like, can't pay there. I'm like, oh, just push dad down the stairs. You'll get the money in a month.
We know it'll pay out.
But in all kidding aside, it's very important, especially after the fact. But if you do that little bit of work in advance and just at least give them the option, you know, give them the option, you'll be the hero down the road, because they're eventually going to need that no matter what.
Yeah, it's all about, you know, part of planning for the unknowns in life. And God forbid, you know, you don't want someone to go into the hospital. But of course, as we get older, it gets more and more likely that we will have health issues. The things break down. And, you know, just... You take the car to the mechanic when that happens, and you take yourself to the doctor or to the hospital, depending on the situation.
Right.
And this is another way to make sure that you have that coverage and, you know, just give yourself that peace of mind that we talk about here.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Barry, anything else that you wanted to mention here that you can think of that we haven't talked about that comes to mind?
No, we have a hospital indemnity quoting tool on Agent Accelerator that's accessible for all of our agents. And I encourage them to go in and just mess around with that a little bit. If they have any questions, they're, you know, more than welcome to call us here at Merrill Life Marketing Group to help them out and guide them through how to use that tool. But that tool quotes Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplement, drug plans, hospital indemnity, dental, and final expense. So it's a very unique tool. It quotes all states. There's no charge. It's free for working with us. That would be something I would encourage all agents who are not selling this to go in and take a look at the quoting tool, see how affordable the plans are. And if they need more details, we can send them different carriers and let them be the judge on which one, or maybe they want to take them all. Would help fit with what they're trying to accomplish with their clients.
Very good. And that number, if you want to give a call to Merrill Life Marketing Group, folks, 800-531-1411, 800-531-1411, or you can, you know, just go online to AmeriLifeMarketingGroup.com, click on the contact page there and reach out, or, you know, just to send up a smoke signal or carrier pigeon or something, anything to get in touch.
They're welcome to ask for me if they need help. I don't mind helping either.
Very, very good. Well, Barry Hensley with Merilife Marketing Group. Barry, thank you so much for taking the time, spending it here explaining this particular product, the Golden Rule product for hospital indemnity coverage, and really have enjoyed it. Thanks so much.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here, and thanks for inviting me, and have a great rest of your week.
Thanks so much, Barry. You too. And thank you for listening to AMG Academy or watching the video version of the show. Really appreciate you being with us. I'm Matt McClure, and I will talk to you again next time.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of AMG Academy. For more information on any of today's topics or to contact us, visit AmeriLifeMarketingGroup.com.